This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Putting our Vice President Mike Pence in charge, and Mike will be working with the professionals and doctors and everybody else that's working. The team is brilliant. I spent a lot of time with the team over the last couple of weeks, but they're totally brilliant, and we're doing really well, and Mike is going to be in charge, and Mike will report back to me.
As of today, we have 15 cases of COVID-19 that have been detected in the United States, with only one new case detected in the last 2 weeks. We also have 3 cases among Americans repatriated from Wuhan and 42 cases among Americans repatriated who had been stuck on the Diamond Princess in Japan.
2 months in on the coronavirus. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. First, you heard the president. He appoints Pence to head charge against the coronavirus. Then you just heard Health and Human Services Secretary Alexander Azar stressing, I'm in charge of this task force, and talked about the coronavirus following the announcement that Pence would lead the U.S. effort to battle that outbreak. He must have said it 3 times. I'm in charge. Listen, I don't care who's in charge. Just tell us whether we have to wear a mask and just how bad this is going to get. Stocks are spiraling. Pandemic has been mentioned. The CDC's website page on the coronavirus says that the potential public health threat posed by COVID-19, I'm going to shortcut it, is high, both globally and to the United States. So do I trust the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or do I trust the vice president, who's Mike in charge? Listen, do I think Pence can't collaborate with the pros, the doctors, and everyone else, and be the point person? Of course I think he can do that. But we don't want any battles of who is in charge when it comes to letting us know what is and what isn't true, because this is what happens. And misinformation leads to problems and can lead to, I believe, the spread of a virus if you don't know what you're supposed to do. I talked to a doctor earlier today and said, listen, should I order these masks? My family is supposed to go to Ireland in May. Who knows if that's going to happen? Because let me tell you, in Europe, especially Italy, they are very worried about how much this virus is spreading and how easily it spreads. And we here in the United States, for anybody listening from the U.S., because I know we have others who listen to the show outside of our borders, and thank you for that, but the first person in the U.S. tested positive for the coronavirus with no link whatsoever to foreign travel. This was a person in Northern California. How the person got this dreaded respiratory disease, they don't know. The CDC is saying it's possible it could be an instance of community spread, be the first time it happened in the United States. There's a first time for everything. And they're also leaving the door open that the patient might have been exposed to a return traveler who was infected. This is my fear all along, as somebody who was just on a plane and in California for a week and got hacked over, meaning right behind me and surrounding me on a plane. This was my concern, is that you're on a plane. Who knows where that person bounced from, Wuhan, wherever. Unlikely there, but someplace else where they might have brushed against it. So the state of California is calling the case its first instance of community transmission. First case. So to me, this is scary. That's the scary part. We get the floating diseased ship, the Diamond Princess. We understand that. We understand how people were infected there. That makes sense. This one doesn't make sense, and I think this is pretty scary. That what they're saying, for example, at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, note health security, that confirming this one patient there is a good chance that there are other people infected in the country and that the virus is circulating undetected. So what we need to know is what's the surveillance policy and how many more are out there and how do you respond to that? The Washington Post did a good story on tracking the spider web, an excellent story on tracking the spider web of what could be when it comes to the coronavirus. Just quickly, a little more on the Solano County person. And this was reported to the California Department of Public Health. They're being treated at UC Davis Medical Center. And, of course, Solano County is home to Travis Air Force Base. Hundreds of Americans from China were brought in there from that cruise ship, and they've been kept in quarantine. Many have been released. So now the health department is tracing people who might have come in contact with that person so that they can figure out, one, if more people are infected with it, but perhaps who they could have come across. So to me, this is something to be concerned about. I mean, listen, there's complications with this. There's confusions. There's poor communications on the coronavirus. And mapping it, figuring out how, figuring out where, all of that is so vital. Now, I mentioned Italy. So quickly, I'll tell you what it's like in Italy. Italy, one of the most beautiful countries ever. Is that not on your bucket list, or was it not on your bucket list? Hopefully not anytime soon, because in Italy, boy, they are having a really rough time of trying to chase that spider web down. And the reason why is because they keep, every time they turn around, somebody else has contracted it. So the numbers in Italy just climb, and there people are ordering and wearing the masks almost everywhere. So if you're traveling in Italy and anywhere else internationally, mask, mask, mask it up. 400 cases as of an hour ago confirmed in Italy. And in fact, in the hospitals, they're trying to scramble as much as they can to get enough beds and quarantine areas to be able to have more people come in and be quarantined, frankly, because they keep discovering more people with it. And of course, they're sanitizing every area they can. They're trying to contain it. The World Health Organization said that for the first time, the virus was spreading faster outside of China, where it originated. Globally, more than 80,000 people in about 40 countries have been infected with the coronavirus. Still, the vast majority are in China, but Italy hit incredibly hard. If we were to look at a map and I were to give you a key, you know what a key is when you have different colors, like, oh, let's color in this area. This is where the bulk of it is. I mean, it's Italy is just covered. The boot is covered. Some of the worst infected areas, Lombardy, right around Milan, very close to Venice. 12 people have died in Italy. So the government is taking this serious. They're worried. They're trying to trace it. Like I said, they're having problems in having enough beds to figure out where they're going to put people. Schools, universities, cinemas, all closed. Milan looks like a ghost town, and it's not the only place that looks like a ghost town. Rough. Coming up next, sadly, another shooting where a gunman stormed inside the Molson Coors campus, killed five and himself. Details on that and other odds and ends coming up next.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's down. One more time. One more time.
Another American tragedy, another senseless American tragedy, one that shouldn't have to happen. Unfortunately, it's in our backyard, and I hate to say that it's in our backyard once again. This is the 11th mass shooting in our state since 2004.
Wow, so here we go again. Sad to see this. There have been 11 mass shootings since this latest one at Molson Coors. The CEO of Molson Coors was at an event in Dallas and abruptly left, of course, as soon as he had heard about the shooting. And we all hear about it where you say active situation in the Milwaukee facility. And there was the lockdown and letting people know, but it was too late for five souls, obviously. So five employees killed and killing himself. 51-year-old man shot and killed those five workers before taking his own life. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, once again, thanks for rocking into our show. If this is the first time that you've heard the show, I get you up to date on everything that's going on that I think affects you in your backyard and me in mine, because we're always talking about what in the world is going on with people who lose it and go after other people. So the police chief said that besides the six dead, no other injuries were reported. That's the good news. You had the governor on site, Tony Evers, the Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, etc. They gave updates and condolences, held a big press conference. But we go to these press conferences. It's sad. Everybody has droopy eyes, thoughts and prayers for the family, and we're tired of the same old plug-and-play scenario. I'm not blaming the governor or the mayor. What are you supposed to say when you're put into that situation? And, of course, the shooter was a former employee. So what set him off? The word former gives you an idea that, oh, there might have been a big problem here with this guy. About 1,000 people work in and around what they call Miller Valley. And so this complex pretty big. And they're talking about screening people, and they'll have to go through the roll call because they had to figure out who was missing and what that was like so they could identify the people and then get in touch with the families and all of that. And so you had families that were hysterical for hours. And dozens of police, SWAT teams, FBI agents, all over this huge it is a huge complex. And then what were they telling people in text? Find a safe place. Active shooter, active shooter. So what does that tell you? I say this all the time. We can't go to church. We can't go to work. We can't send our kids to school. We can't walk into a mall without looking over our shoulder. Now, am I a paranoid person, and do I think we don't live our lives? No, of course we do. But it does make you pause and think about exits. Where do you go? Just like kids. You know, I talked to my nephew from the time he was six. They taught him about what to do if there was a shooting. So it's normal for him. But I think for some older people, it's not normal because you're not thinking that you're not safe, even though we hear it's never where we are until it is. It's never where we are until that horrible day happens, and it's just a reminder of that, and I really feel for those people. It would be awful to take a call and find out that the person you love, who was at the Miller complex, is not coming home. Is not coming home because of what happened here. So they're going to drip out more details about it. I mean, it's obviously horrific, not anything they're expecting. They're investigating, looking at it. I mean, like I said, there's your hint, former employee. But the fact that this is the 11th mass shooting, well, it's the 11th mass shooting in Wisconsin since 2004. And, of course, we've had several mass shootings this year, period. Boy, it does, again, give you pause. Do me a favor. Wherever you work, it's not paranoia. It's looking around and just in case the worst, which will never happen, we know that, you know what to do. You know where to go so that when you get a text that says, be careful, take cover, because there's an active shooter, where are you taking cover, where are you going, what's happening? And I give them credit for letting the people know as fast as they could. But once you're in the crosshairs of whoever this person is, then you're just dodging bullets if you can. I mean, that's exactly what you're doing. And what are the details that we know? Like I said, just that this is a former employer, that there was 20 buildings on this campus. They didn't have the employees accounted for. And, you know, once they knew the target was down, they felt much better about that, but not before the loss of all these kinds of lives, where you had five people who just went to work just like anyone else and are not coming out of this. So we go back to the same thing. How many lives do we lose? How many people step into harm's way unwittingly and having no clue that they've walked into this hornet's nest, or they're trapped because somebody's decided they're furious, angry, unhinged, whatever the reason is? Terrible. So I said this is odds and ends, and of course that is the worst of all the odds and ends that you can imagine. The gunman was fired, you know, earlier in the day. I mean, that's how, again, how quickly the reaction was. Okay, you're going to fire me. I'm coming back. So then he kills himself. But nailed a few people before that, sadly. And this was right in the middle of a shift change. So the plant was placed on lockdown. Everyone had to find a safe place to hide. So there were people that were getting ready to leave that suddenly were trapped. And they were just checking people off to see. Again, absolutely awful. 11th mass shooting since 2004, which is what I meant to say, in Wisconsin, in that area. Terrible, 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 terrible. All right, I mentioned the coronavirus at the top, and so many of you had questions about the coronavirus. And, of course, our mailbag is always flooded. You know that. You can send me your thoughts day or night, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact, and you're in just like that. So this is a story that everybody's talking about. Everybody wants to know, what do we do? Where are we going? You know, what's happening? Do we need a face mask? How serious is it? Oh, now we have this first person testing for it, and so much of your emails were about that. So when we go to the mailbag next, we will absolutely touch on that. But I wanted to mention this quickly because he was one of my favorite writers. So ending on a high but sad note, Clive Cussler, dead at the age of 88 years old. His books were, when they first came out, some of his books, I was too young to understand them, but then went back and read them. And he did that so beautifully, the espionage thing and shipwrecks and all of that. And he had a book that I love, Cyclops, that came out, I want to say, in the late 80s, somewhere in the late 80s anyway. And he was this thrill-seeker guy that wrote incredible novels about an underwater explorer, Dirk Pitt. So he died in Scottsdale, Arizona. Again, a pretty good dash. I call it the dash of when he was born and what was in between. So 88 years old. That's living pretty good. He wrote a whole bunch of different kinds of things, including another one that I like that you'd have to go back in the Wayback Machine, but Iceberg. And then he wrote Sahara. And it was about a race across the desert that leads to new information about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. His mind, to me, was what was so incredible, the way he weaved his stories. And somebody gave me one of his books once, and then I guess I just was hooked after that. So rip Clive Cussler, who just had the mind to take different things and pull them in different directions and make it really, really work. And what's wild is you never know where you're going to end up, because through most of the 60s, he worked in advertising. He was a copywriter. And one of the best slogans he developed was, "It's stronger than dirt." And that was for an Ajax laundry detergent campaign. But when he was doing that, he was writing and he was moonlighting at a skin diving equipment shop. So that's where he got all that great material for, I think, those incredible novels. His Dirk Pitt was sort of like James Bond underwater, if you will. Mailbag coming up as we make the turn here for this hour of the show.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with U.S. immigration enforcement, according to a federal appeals court in New York. The ruling by the Second District Court of Appeals in Manhattan overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states, including New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The states and city sued the U.S. government after the Justice Department announced in 2017 it would withhold grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to their jails and provide advance notice when someone in the country illegally is about to be released into the public. At least seven people were killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company in Milwaukee. The dead include the shooter, according to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag.
Let's dig in the mailbag, as the man said. So digging in the mailbag, we got this one from Al, who says, wow, Kate, I don't understand what is going on with the coronavirus. I thought that we were safe and sound, according to all that we have heard in the past. What suddenly has changed to make this a different story now? Well, what suddenly has changed is more information, and the information that comes out is not good, because we're seeing that the cases are ratcheting up everywhere, especially, I mentioned Italy, that, you know, Milan is just decimated. You have Austria, Croatia, Greece, Norway, Switzerland, Georgia. I mean, you name it, and they're getting their first cases of the coronavirus. We brought people back from the Diamond Princess who were there in Japan. They're quarantined. They've got the coronavirus. We had our first case of, I've said this now three times, of somebody who has it who wasn't overseas, who had no contact with what the others had. So where did they get it from? And that, to me, is frightening. So the situation has changed. And the situation, unfortunately, is, I mean, it's not, hey, we've got an antidote to this, and it's looking pretty good, and we've discovered where we have traced this back to the root cause here, and this person was on a plane, and they ended up brushing up against this other person. I mean, that's what's scary, right? It's not knowing where that, I'm going to call it, where that lead comes from, that infector comes from, I guess, is the best way to say that. So the president, of course, is downplaying the risk and put Mike Pence in charge of being the point person. But, you know, what are you going to do? Scare the bejesus out of everybody? Get a mask right now. Let's put it this way. Just keep paying attention to what we're saying. I'm digging as deep as I can, peeps, on this. I am. We had somebody on the other day from China News who was from Wuhan and talked about, yeah, it's not what they're saying in China. Because, of course, it's a communist country. And the doctor who originally knew of it and was trying to tell everybody about it was shut down, and they were told to shut up about it. And then he died, and of course others were infected with it, and then the rest is history. So do you trust the numbers? You see, I always say it comes back to numbers, because there's a big difference when you're talking about, oh, the morgue is just flooded, we can't even keep up with it. The same thing with funerals, and we're concerned because it just constantly increases, but supposedly some of that has gone backwards in China. But do you really believe that? That's why. All right, here's another one. And this one is from David, and David says, Kate, if you were me, oh, I love these what-if games. Oh, I love them. Man sure hates it when I play it. If you were me and you had a family vacation scheduled to go to Pisa and Rome and some other places, the Vatican when we're there, that kind of stuff, and the Amalfi Coast during spring break, would you go? No. No, I would not go. Not if what keeps happening in Italy is happening, unless all of a sudden they have an answer to the coronavirus, and that's that. But think about it, coughing. And then like influenza kind of sort of like illness, like it's like you have a cold. And then the next thing you know, you've got the coronavirus. And so what are people saying? Wash your hands, cover your nose and mouth when you sneeze. When you're sick, stay home. This is like what we hear all the time. And do you remain calm? Yes. So if I'm being serious about this, because my family has a trip planned and we were taking a show to Ireland at the end of May, and we're talking about this. We're getting insurance for all of that, of course. But do we, you know, will we go? The coronavirus is spreading like wildfire? Of course not. But it's not Italy. In Ireland, they're not Italy. So there is a difference. But how long before they start reporting people and somebody came in contact with somebody else or, you know, whatever. Here's what I would say. I would just say exercise caution. And for everybody else listening, I mean, what's the harm of having a few masks? You can go get them at CVS or whatever pharmacy that it doesn't cost very much. And you just have it on hand for if you have to decide you're going to wear them. You know, they have the really souped up masks, and that's what the people are getting in Italy. And just, you know, we've said this before, and I was always that person in a way, shockingly, because I'm prepared in so many other ways. But I would think, oh, you know, it's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. And then I decided, you know what? I got in a situation where, oh, that's right, there was a flood where I was. Oh, there was an earthquake where I was. Oh, there was a tornado. So that whole idea of a go bag and being ready for anything is not a bad idea. I mean, do you have a first aid kit, flashlights, do you have blankets, do you have batteries, do you have money stored somewhere, clothes, things? I mean, do you have checklists for this kind of stuff? How do you prepare for any emergency, including a coronavirus outbreak? Put together an emergency kit. There's my advice. Put together an emergency kit. I didn't do it before and got caught twice. Then I didn't do that anymore. I have one. And that can be for anything. That, boom, if I have to go quick, I've got something I can grab and that's it. Right? And here's the thing. When we say this whole deal about hand washing, I mean, that's great. But do you know how many times I go into a public restroom, flying or someplace else, And I hate to say this, women can be the worst. I don't know about men. I see lots of women leave and don't wash their hands. I want to, like, say, hello, they don't wash their hands. So do you wonder why on these cruise ships anyway? They got the other virus and people were so sick before, and now the coronavirus, of course, is going to spread. Of course. All right, let's move to another one. Let's go to this one. This one is from Max, and Max says, hey, Kate, I have to tell you, I love it when you go into the man cave. I'm hoping you're going to do something fun for the Final Four or March Madness. I have to tell you, it's the only time that I watch college basketball, but that's because I fell out of bracket like every other dummy. Do you think the coronavirus could potentially hit the NCAA and other sporting events? You know what? Everybody's saying this. I'm supposed to speak at a couple of big conferences. We had Vern Harnish on the other night, who's amazing, if you haven't read his book, Scaling Up. And I'm speaking at his conference in Dallas, but they're being cautious about coronavirus because they have people from other countries that come. They may have to cancel or postpone the event. And that's happening a lot. So with March Madness, it's funny that you ask about that, but they're talking about maybe they're going to have to cancel some major sporting events. And that could be one of them because the tournament's in March, and here we are in February. But it's still too early to call a lot of this stuff at this point. But they have to have something in place in case, I guess. So I can't even tell you what the bracket's going to look like, because who knows if there's going to be a bracket. How about that? All right, this one's funny. We need some humor in this. Is there humor anywhere? A lot of you are funny when you email me. All right, I got this one from Jack, who is listening to us in Tucson. He said, Kate, I read the wildest story today in some newspaper about a state worker who got all this overtime in New York and made $231,000 in overtime payments. That is pretty sweet. This is for a state worker. Did you hear this story? I did hear the story. You're talking about somebody that got like 3,600 hours of overtime, and that was what led to the 230 some in overtime payments. Now, the worker worked at the psychiatric center in Manhattan and was a security training assistant and ended up making like $322,000, and including the most overtime of any state worker in New York. And so it was the second year in a row she topped the overtime earners list, because, of course, they get that list, so she gets pointed out for all the overtime hours. And I guess they're just like, well, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm sure they're going to get their hands slapped, but they must have needed her. And then that's what happens. It gets dumped on her, and she does the overtime. And why is she complaining? She's not complaining because she's making the money. But how exhausted would you be to get all that overtime? It's like 69 hours a week, an additional 69 hours a week. Oh, I would be so burned out. And this is working in the Office of Mental Health. So then you got to kind of question, how safe is that for her? I mean, really, that's a ton of stress. There's a problem. They have a problem with staffing if this is the kind of hours that she's getting. That just makes no sense. I mean, I guess, you know, you hit a certain amount and they just needed somebody there, and that's the case. So that story was pretty, that story started to make the rounds because they, you know, they pour through the roles and they found that out. And so it made news kind of, you know, everywhere. All right, hang with us. We're closing this sucker up with news you can abuse. Like I said, we need some levity here, right? And we'll rehash a couple of the highlights from earlier if you missed it on the coronavirus. Hang with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, we got 10 minutes left for this hour of the show. A quick recap. Coronavirus, first case where we can't trace it to somebody coming back from China or being on that floating barge, the Diamond Princess, in Japan. So that's kind of scary. Experts say it's an indication that the virus might be spreading domestically. This is somebody from Solano County in Northern California. Yikes. There are a lot of countries struggling to contain the outbreak, including Italy, obviously. The economy was already tanking there, a little shaky. Then you got the coronavirus. This is the other face of this killer. We're concerned about health, but also concerned economically about what's happening. And so the question comes up about face masks. Does it work? Should you get one? It can't hurt to buy a cheap face mask if you're out and about. Why not just have it ready in case? Hopefully you don't have to ever use it, but it's not going to set you back a ton of money. So I would say while the administration tries to put a lid on it and the president puts Mike Pence in charge, let's see where these numbers all go, because nobody knows where it's going to end up. You got to put a good face on it, but when you've got the the health and human services secretary Alexander Azar stressing that this is not good and is frustrated and saying that, you know, the immediate risk to the American public is and continues to be low, but the public health threat posed is high both globally and to the United States. So see, everybody's talking out of both sides of their mouth. You're in charge of your health. Be careful. Just have a cheap mask ready. Why not? Come on. We'll dig as deep as we can. We'll get any answer we can, but the answers can be confusing and misleading. I'm just saying, 400 cases in Italy, and I get it. Is it safe to fly? Is it safe to visit Italy? I would be concerned if I was going to Italy. Of course, they're telling you don't worry about it, but I mean, people are banned from leaving or entering affected areas without authorization. You know, 100,000 people are facing travel and other restrictions. Yeah, it's not good, people. It's not good. What do you want me to tell you? A former employee of Molson Coors, a huge campus in Milwaukee, who was fired earlier in the day, decided, I'm coming back, and I'm going to exact maybe revenge. I'm assuming that's the motive, but you know what they say about assumptions, so they're going to dig deeper on it. But the 51-year-old shooter took out five people and then killed himself. Disconcerting. Look around where you work. Just make sure you know if you get in that same situation. Geez, how can I get out? And that's probably not what happened to those people. It was just open fire, and they were there, and it might have been in his division, which I'm, again, assuming, but we don't know because they've really tamped down on the details of, and I can certainly see why, right? All right, I said this was going to be some of the really strange news that we often, hear about, things that you can't wrap your brain around it. I guess that's it, because you say, is that for real? So kind of news, I call it news you can abuse. And we have a few of those news you can abuse kinds of things. I read this story about a man who dug a hole in his yard. So what, you might say? Have you ever dug a hole in your yard? I know that my mother was a big planter, and she always wanted me to help her dig. Dig for the tomatoes, plant the seeds. I never liked it, but I loved my mother, so I would help her. But I'm talking about a different kind of hole. I'm talking about the kind of hole that you think, what is this guy doing? The neighbor's digging a hole the size for a swimming pool, a giant swimming pool. It looks so big. It looks like it's a recreation. I mean, this is radio, but I just want you to picture, it looks like a meteor hit your neighbor's backyard and just poof, blew it in deep. I'm talking a 20-foot shipping container dumped on the lawn. That's pretty big, right? So laying down some gravel, but that doesn't fit in pools. So then you got to wonder, what is he doing? Is it just fun, this giant hole, this ambitious project? What is this guy doing? Is he nuts? I guess it's, again, an in-ground swimming pool. It just doesn't look that way. Oh, if I had to dig an in-ground swimming pool, it would never happen. And this guy's name is Wayne Martin, living the American dream with that giant swimming pool that is just an eyesore for anybody who walks by his house. Yeah, crazy, right? All right, so let's look at a couple of other things. He's probably listening to the show right now. I'm just saying, right? I don't know, maybe not. All right, here's another thing that I thought was kind of interesting and kind of, at the same time, kind of unsettling, too. I don't know if you might not have heard this story, so I'm going to tell you the story. Why am I asking you if you heard the story? That's why you're listening to this show, so I can tell you about things that you haven't probably heard about. This is you know, this is like, again, one of those things that you say, is that for real? And the answer is, it is for real. And the is for real is that AI is now becoming part of the tax code. So what does that mean? You know, here's the thing. When something new gets uncovered, something new and exciting in technology or whatever, guess what? The government is watching because they're thinking, how can we tax it? That would be the dreaded three letters that we're all going to pay the piper for, the IRS. So AI, tax cheats, what do? You got machines that are watching. Be careful of technology, right? In Brazil, the customs agency system for detecting anomalies prompts about 30% of inspections. In Canada, they've got Charlie the chatbot who responds to inquiries about tax filings. Aha! The IRS got the idea, let's design a machine, a new tool to analyze transactions and detect tax avoidance. This is AI. They're studying notes that agency employees take when fielding questions from taxpayers and testing which combinations of formal notices and contacts are most likely to get a taxpayer who owes money to send a check. Ugh. So be careful when you make those phone calls because you could be really messing the rest of us up. That's how they're finding the people. They say there's a heat map that says when there are concentrations of the people that they have data on the people. Oh, I hope I'm not in that zip code. You are in the heat zip code, playing the cat and mouse game of paying versus non-paying. So it's an algorithm. If we're talking about algorithms for audit selection, man, that's I think frightening to me. So to me, that is an insane story. It's just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And if taxpayers and accounting firms are turning to the same tools to keep tax bills as small as possible, then they're going to find them. So you better shake things up. If you think you're fooling the IRS, think again, because they're going to figure out ways to put you in that heat map if you're doing it, and they know exactly what they are looking for, what they're trolling for, I guess, is the thing. Oh, so depressing. When is tax day again? Oh, yeah, the 15th. Luckily, we still have March to go, right? You probably all did your taxes. Bravo to all of you. Hey, thanks for listening. Make it count, everybody.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.